Musha, my good friend. Perhaps you could ask your Hashem to stop all these frauds.
When would you like them to be removed, Paro?
Tomorrow.
And what about the Hebrew slaves? Will you let them go?
You have my absolute word of honor. Oh, yes, I will. I will. Just get rid of the frauds.
Like, will Paro let the B'nai Yisrael leave Mitzrayim?
No, Binyamin, not until 8 more plagues are sent by Hashem. You see, over and over again, Moshe Rabbeinu asks Paro to let the B'nai Yisrael leave Mitzrayim. And 9 times, Paro doesn't let them go. Each time that he refuses, Hashem makes a plague to come upon Paro and his country.
What other kinds of plagues does Hashem make happen to Paro, Bike?
Well, Binyamin, there is something that Rabbi Fine especially wants you to see. And it's going to happen after the 10 plagues are over. So I'm going to go into my fast-forward gear, and we'll just take a quick look at the next 8 plagues, okay?
Okay.
Why is everybody scratching themselves all over, Bike?
Well, Deborah, this is the 3rd plague. Hashem made all the dust of Mitzrayim turn into little bugs called lice. They bite and they make you itch a whole bunch.
Why won't Paro let the B'nai Yisrael leave?
He's got a real problem, Mordechai, but Hashem is going to teach Paro a big lesson.
What happens next, Bike?
It's the 4th plague. Just look and listen.
There are wild animals everywhere. The streets are full of them. And they're biting people. Look, people are running into their homes. And they're locking all the doors and windows.
It won't do them any good, Mordechai. Let's move on to the 5th plague.
The streets are all empty. I don't see anybody.
The reason that the streets are empty, Deborah, is because this is the plague of pestilence. Everybody is very, very sick, and many are going to die. You see, Paro doesn't want to listen to Hashem. Paro has a hard heart. Hashem has given him lots of chances to change his ways. But Paro and his advisors are very stubborn. They are bringing this trouble upon themselves. Let's move to the 6th plague.
Bike, I think I've seen enough.
Me too.
Well, gang, if you all understand the general idea, then we can get to what Rabbi Fine really wants Binyamin to see. We have all witnessed the first 5 of the 10 plagues. The last 5 are boils, hailstones, locusts, the plague of darkness, and the worst of them all, the 10th plague.
What happens in the 10th plague, Bike?
Well, Binyamin, Hashem made the 10th plague as bad as all of the other plagues put together. Hashem and his army of destroying angels killed all the firstborn of Mitzrayim. And all of the idols that the Mitzrim worshipped were destroyed, too.
What does Paro do after that, Bike?
That's what we're going to see right now, Deborah. We are going to Goshen. That's the city in Mitzrayim where the B'nai Yisrael live. Hang on!
Moshe, please. I will do as you asked. Please leave my country. Take your people with you. Take your cattle and your belongings. You can go to the wilderness and pray to Hashem. We will give you gold, silver, jewels, anything. But just leave quickly. Leave now while it is nighttime.
We will leave in the daytime, Paro.